The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How is your word count? You know, one thing about this platform, it feels like it feels like it's the first days of podcasting again, because there's an awful lot of talk just about the platform itself and how to use it and what you're getting out of it and how you should use it. And frankly, it's just making me tired. But I think that's my mood for this week, tired and cranky. So this will be short, but it is day 5 of NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month. It is the day when you should have 8,333 words done on your novel. I am about half that. I did not write a lot yesterday, and today I woke up with a migraine, so I took a migraine pill, which, great, took care of the pain, but also made me completely useless for the rest of the day. I had, I was able to get some errands done, and then did a special class with my husband. I bought him a mixology class for our anniversary, so that was tonight. So we did that on Zoom and had a friend over, and then suddenly it was like, where'd the day go? And I'm not here to totally complain about my own stuff, even though I just did. But I'm here to say, I'm going to keep going. If you find yourself behind, keep going. Somebody said on the Discord today, I should find out who it was so I can give them kudos. Shoot, where was it? I don't know where it was, but somebody said on the Discord today that they had about 2,000 words, and they thought about how much they'd written in September and October, and they realized, oh, that's more than I had both months, so I'm still calling that a win. It's like, I don't know, y'all, the way things are these days, I'm feeling like if we can just get anything down, we win. And you know, I am intimidated. I'm writing in a genre I am not familiar with. I've only read. And So yeah, my name is Merle Lafferty. If you don't know, if you're new to me, I'm a writer and a podcaster, and I am talking every day on Wisdom this month about NaNoWriMo, which is National Novel Writing Month. It is a big challenge, and a challenge I lose every year. And that's okay. I'm a pro writer. I write books. I can finish books. It is this specific challenge of this number of words in this month that I cannot crack. But I'm still working on it. I'm going to try to get some words done after I'm done here posting this podcast. And then I've got some free time this weekend that I'm going to really buckle down and get some stuff done. And then, so yeah, it's day 5. It is the day that tomorrow is a big day. Tomorrow is day 6, and it is the 10,000 word mark. It is officially 1/5 of the way through the month. If you're doing NaNoWriMo, and if you're interested in the Wisdom app, that's wisdom.audio, go ahead and get the app and check me out, Merle Lafferty, and follow me, and then you'll get a message when I go live. And if you want to come on and tell me how your word count's going, even if your word count is much better than mine, I welcome you. It'd be great. So, yeah, if you see me on, I'm feeling a little I don't know. It's just been a rough week. It's a week where I had like a couple of creative days, felt good, and the rest of the days, my head just felt fuzzy. But I got to keep going. We all do. If you want to be a writer, you got to keep writing. So I hope you have a good word count under you. And if you do not, I hope you take advantage of this weekend and get some good words down. And even if you are not up to par, that's okay. Go to pacemaker.press and see if you could figure out a better solution for yourself than 1,667 a day. Maybe you'll do more at the end of the month. Maybe you'll do more on the weekends. You can work that out to have a different word count goal. But for me, I'm going to be counting by 667 words because that's usually how it's done. But there are ways you can reorder the weekend or reorder the month to better fit your schedule. I am not paid by pacemaker.press. I just really like it. But good luck. I'll see you tomorrow.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.